This letter got me to thinking, as you see in your bulletin, the title for today is, What is Truth? And here's what my friend wrote. I have to confess that I'm not much of a believer, although I certainly would not say that I'm an atheist. I struggle mightily with discovering what I believe. And he writes, do not be surprised if my family and I show up at your church one day soon to make another attempt to find something more. I think that letter echoes the sentiments of millions. I really do. I think some of them live around us. I think some of them go to church every Sunday morning. And my heart just is broken and weeps for people that have never met the Master. My heart is broken and I weep for people that are quite sure there's something more, but they don't even know what it is. And so I was thinking this morning, actually I was thinking this week after I received this letter, about the truth of Jesus. And I don't know about you, friends, but I love to read the Word. I love to read it every day. I love to meditate, as the psalmist said, on its precepts. I actually delight, as the psalmist said, I delight in thy law. And as I read more and more from the Word of the living God, I'm so convinced that he's real. I'm so convinced that he loves us. He sent his son to die for us. I'm so convinced that this life is not all there is, that there's more. But until we have gotten right with Jesus, the Bible says, we're not ready for eternity, at least not to be with Jesus. And so I did some research this past week thinking about what is truth. And of course, I use this as my first document. But I also went online and I looked up some things. And did you know that Christianity around the world makes up 1/3 of the population? Now you might think, wow, that's really good. Or you might think that, wow, that's really poor. What about the other 2/3? 1/3 of the globe's population calls ourselves Christian. That is Catholic and Protestants alike that call ourselves Christian. 23% of the world population, that is 1.6 billion, you've heard Pastor Salek say this, 1.6 billion people fall under the umbrella of the world of Islam, Muslim people. 1.6 billion people. 14% of the world's population that make up nearly a billion fall under the umbrella of Hinduism. That's the third largest religious group in the world. And down the line a ways, there are 375 million under the umbrella of Buddhism. And then there's 25-30% of the rest of the world population that believe in something else altogether, including witchcraft, Satanism, atheist, New Age, and everything else imaginable. And I wonder, when I think of the 7 billion people on earth, and I think of people sitting in church houses on Sunday morning, do we know the truth? You ever wondered that? Do I know the truth? Our young people go off to college and they come back and they challenge us. You know, I took a world religions class, Jim. You ought to tell me about that. Well, they tell us about this, and they tell us about this, and they tell us about that. And if I was raised in that other community, I'd probably believe that. You're probably right. You probably would. But is that the truth? We must ask ourselves, have we recognized the truth of life? We exist for a reason. And I'm reminded of this little story of Jesus standing before Pilate in John 18. This is actually an Easter story, but I want to read for you just a few verses. John 18, 33 to 38, New King James Version says, "Then Pilate entered the praetorium again, called Jesus in, and said to him, 'Are you the King of the Jews?'" You see, Jesus was on trial. You know the story. He'd been to Pilate. He'd been to Herod. He'd been back to Pilate. He'd been convicted by the Jewish religious group already. He's now before Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me?" Pilate said, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." You see, he's explaining to Pilate, "I am not of this world. If I were, the angels of God would intervene for me." Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king." Excuse me. "For this cause I was born." What cause? He's probably asking. "For this cause I was born, to be a king, to die for the sin of humanity." Jesus said, "For this cause I was born, to stand on trial before you, Pilate. And for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth." That I should bear witness to the truth. The reason I did the research that I did this week, because there's 1.6 billion people, and you've heard it straight from Pastor Salek, who's been here amongst us over and over, 1.6 billion people in that world that do not recognize Jesus Christ as the truth. There's a billion people in the next world that I mentioned earlier that do not recognize Christ as the truth, but worship a multitude of gods, a smorgasbord of gods. Take your pick, whatever is the flavor of the day. There's all kinds of people, even calling ourselves Christians, that have not recognized the truth of Jesus Christ. And Jesus said to Pilate, "I came that I should bear witness to the truth." The truth that God is love. The truth that God is creator. The truth that God has sent me, his son, to shed my blood for the sin of humanity. The truth that if we'll put our faith in him, we will live with him forever. Jesus said, "I came to bear witness to this truth. And everyone who is of truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, "I find no fault in him at all." In my research this past week, I come across a webpage called religioustolerance.org. Now, I realize that might throw up a red flag for some of y'all, but I read some of it anyway. And there was a person on there by the name of Mark M. Madison that said this: "What is a Christian anyway? Someone of European descent?" I'm quoting now. "A persecutor of Jews? Someone who votes for only the most conservative Republicans?" At times, all of these answers have seemed plausible. Some use these definitions even to this day. Then he writes, "In Christian circles, the answers are no clearer. A Christian is sometimes said to be someone who has made a decision. Sometimes, someone who belongs to a church. But far too often, Madison writes, it is someone who just confesses the right creeds. And so I ask us the same question. What's a Christian? What is truth? I challenged us last week's dads on Father's Day that if we claim to know Jesus Christ as Lord, our lives should reflect Jesus to our children and our wives. And I ask us again today, friends, do we know the truth of Jesus Christ? I'm not asking, do I know about him? Because most of the world knows about him. The Muslims, the Hindus, the Buddhists, the atheists know about him. But do we know the truth of Jesus? You say, Jim, how do I know that just not old some old book? Might be the same as Huck Finn or Homer's Iliad or something else. How do I know? How do we know? What is truth? Have we spent time in the Word? Oh, yes, you can do the research. There's supporting documents that go back 2,500 years. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of supporting document for this, the Word of God, that still exists today. They're 2,000 years old. There's first century writers that have written all about this guy, this Nazarene called Jesus and Pilate. And there's all kind of archaeological facts that substantiate this is real. But you have to ask yourselves, brothers and sisters, friends, is this the truth? Or is something else the truth? You heard Pastor Salek say, when he was here with us from time to time, if you were raised in Pakistan, where it's 90% Muslim people, you would honestly believe that that teaching is the truth, because they indoctrinate their children in the madrasas, as he calls them, in child learning to instill in them that idea. And yet, as you also heard from our brother Pastor Salek, who is ministering to the people there, thousands are leaving that and coming, running, arms wide open to Jesus Christ. Thousands of them. If you lived in India, you would be inclined to follow Hinduism, because millions, hundreds of millions there, feel that worshiping all this smorgasbord of gods is the truth. And on it goes. But if we spend time in the Word of God, dear friends, John 14:6, Jesus made a very bold claim. I hope that you know that verse, but I'm going to quote it for you anyway. Jesus answered, he was talking to Thomas, Jesus answered him, said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but by me, Jesus said. You see, so here we have these claims. Jesus said, I am the truth. He said to Pilate, I came to testify of the truth. When he got ready to leave, he said, I'm not going to leave you alone, dear friends. I'm going to send the Spirit, the Comforter, who he called the Spirit of Truth. And he prayed in the high priestly prayer in John 17. He prayed this, Father, reveal to them by your Spirit the word that they will know your truth. And if you look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and if you count it all the times, it began to be way too much of a project. There are hundreds of times that Jesus said, I tell you the truth. Hundreds of times in the Gospels that Jesus says, I tell you the truth. And I wonder today a couple of things, brothers and sisters, friends and neighbors, do we want to know the truth? Do we really want to know the truth? Do we care? This letter from this friend of mine this morning, this past week, reminds me that there are people everywhere looking for the truth. The truth. What, as Pilate said, what is truth? Do you know that you know it's Christ Jesus, our Lord, or could it be just as, in your mind, could it just as well be something else? Jesus said, "You are right that I am king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth." How are we going to discern the truth, friends? And if you know the truth, the Bible says, the truth will set you free. And if we know the truth, how do we help the next person discern the truth of Jesus? You might have gathered by now that this letter stirred within me a new passion. People want to know the truth. And people are looking for some kind of truth, some kind of hope, some kind of vacuum filler that fills the hurt and the void, the emptiness, the loneliness within us. And God's word has reminded us over and over that He's the only one can do it. He's the only one that's going to fill that hurt and that void, that emptiness. He's the only one that's going to fill us, because He's created us to have a God vacuum that only He can fill. And until we know the truth of Jesus Christ, we're going to be empty and hollow and wondering, is there something more? Just like my friend wrote. Friends, you have to ask yourselves, do I know the truth? Do I know about the truth? Do I suspect the truth? Do I know the truth of Jesus? Do not be surprised if my family and I show up at your church one day soon to make another attempt to find something more. You see, friends, that's precisely the plight, the plea, if you will, of humanity since the beginning of time, asking questions, is there something more? Why do I exist? Why am I here? Is there more to life after this? Is there a creator God? We have all these questions. Is there a heaven? If there is, how do I get there? Is there a hell? How do I end up there? All these questions. And let me just say this, friends, in closing. Contrary to what I read, Mark Madison and that ChristianTolerance.org webpage, Christianity is not some creed that we subscribe to. All the creeds are good. They're wonderful. They're nice for us. They're good reminders. But it's not signing our name at the bottom of some creed that makes us a follower of Jesus. Christianity, contrary to Mr. Madison's comments, is not voting Republican or Democrat or Independent or Communist or anything else. Christianity is not church attendance. I hope that doesn't surprise you. Christianity is not just about a baptism, not just about classes. If we claim to be Christian, true to the first century word, the people that claim to be Christian in Acts, it is because we have decided with a passion and a surrender to follow the Master, and His name is Jesus. That's what a Christian is described as in the first century, and that's what it should be today. Because I have decided He's real. Because I have decided I'm a wretched sinner who needs a Savior. Because I have recognized it on the cross at Calvary, His blood was shed for me to atone for my sin. Nobody else has done that. Nobody, not Muhammad and Buddha or anybody else, has said, I will die for the sin of these people. But Jesus, who said, I came to bear witness to the truth. And so I guess today I was just wondering if we're aware of the truth in the purest, truest sense that the truth is Jesus. The truth, understanding that God is real, God is creator, God is giver of life, sustainer. And of course, we got a million questions. Jim, why this? Why that? Why do these bad things happen? We got a million questions about if God is God, then why this and why that and 100 other things. But the truth of the word is that God is love. He sent his son to die first. John 3:16, the whole gospel is wrapped up in that. He is God of love and he cares for us deeply and passionately. He sent his son that we'd recognize his son as the truth, that we would embrace his son as the truth. Not just know about him arbitrarily and Monday through Saturday go about life, but surrender to the truth of Jesus. Jesus said, I'll close with this and I'll invite our praise team to come. I want to sing that last song again, Jesus Messiah, please. Jesus said, you can come now, praise team. It's time to quit anyway. Jesus said to Mary and to Martha, I use this verse quite often at funerals. It's a verse of hope. But Jesus said to Mary and to Martha, when he said to them, your brother will rise again. Martha said, yes, Lord, I know. I know my brother will rise again on the last day. And Jesus said to them in John 11:25-26, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Do you believe this? He asked Martha. He makes this claim that he is truth. He is the resurrection. He is life. He is the Son of God. And you go through the Gospels and he's 100 other things. The shepherd, the door. He's all these things. He is the truth. And we have to ask ourselves, even if we've sat in church our whole life, do I know the truth of Jesus? He knows our hearts, you see. And I got to admit, I'm sure you've been there too. I've been just like Pilate. What is truth? Until we find ourselves at the cross at Calvary, crying out to Jesus and saying, thank you, I know that you're the truth. Please come into my life and take over. So friends, if you know him, praise be to God. Pass that on to somebody that doesn't. If you don't, continue to search the scriptures, do the research, read books like Lee Strobel's. He's done the footwork for us already, The Case for Christ. If you don't want to do all the research, read a book like that. Find out what is truth before it's too late. Because we only got about so many breaths, and when we've drawn the last one, if we haven't figured out what truth is then, it's too late. I'm reminded of the words of Jesus in Matthew 7. Now I realize we can discredit this as no different than a Tom Sawyer novel. I realize that. Or we can look at it and understand it as the word of the living God that's true and holds the keys of life and truth. And in Matthew 7:21, Jesus said, not everybody who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. That should jar us into reality. But the good news is he doesn't end there. He says, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. And he goes on to say in verse 24 of the same chapter, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock of Jesus. And so, friends, I just want to ask you today, have you recognized the truth of Jesus? He's the only way to heaven. If I'm all wrong, what have we lost? But I think the Bible is right. Have you recognized the truth of Jesus? Let's bow our heads for prayer. If you're here this morning, friends, and you're not sure, slip your hand up and then down so we can pray. God knows your heart anyway. Don't worry about the people around you. So what if they see your hand? They'll rejoice with you. Thank you. You may put them down. If you're here this morning and you're not sure, you're absolutely sure, you know the truth of Jesus Christ, will you pray this with me? Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that he shed his blood for my sin. I recognize the Bible is true when it says we're all sinners. We need a Savior. I understand the Bible is true and that Jesus is the Messiah. He is the Savior. And I want him to be Lord of all to me. If you've prayed that prayer this morning, friends, avail yourselves, open your heart and arms completely to him and his Spirit, and he'll take control and lead you to paths of righteousness. God, as we have looked at your word this morning and been challenged by it, we recognize that Jesus is the truth. And so, Father, help us to not just recognize it on Sunday mornings, but recognize and live the truth of Jesus Christ as Lord, Monday through Saturday also. Not to bring glory to ourselves or to this denomination, but to bring glory to you, O God, that people might see Jesus living in us and want Jesus as the truth for themselves too. And so dismiss us, Father, today, asking ourselves, if necessary, if we've not settled on the truth, asking ourselves like Pilate and continuing to ask until we find the truth. What is truth? Help us not to leave here the same as we came in, but to know that we know the truth of Jesus Christ as Lord. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.